Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio interview on BullMarketRun.com. I'm John Hallstein, and with me on the line from his office in Toronto is a familiar guest for BMR followers. We're very pleased once again to have the president and CEO of Seafield Resources and Greencastle Resources with us, Mr. Tony Rudenberg. Welcome back, Tony.
Hi, John. Thanks for inviting me.
Great to have you back on Bull Market Run. We've got lots of questions for you, Tony. I'll save the toughest questions for last when we talk about Seafield. But let's start first with Greencastle, VGN on the TSX Venture Exchange. Now, here's a company with regular monthly cash flow through oil royalties, $6 million cash in the bank, gold assets in its portfolio, and it's currently trading basically at cash value at 14 cents. Tony, you came out with some news a couple of weeks ago that you've picked up a gold property in central British Columbia on trend with Richfield's Blackwater project, a very substantial discovery, which we have been following extensively at BMR. And what really struck me as important about that news is the fact it marks the reactivation of Greencastle in the gold exploration space after about a three-year absence or hiatus. Just how aggressive is this company going to get, Tony, in terms of exploring for gold and also doing something with its Nevada gold assets?
Well, I think the acquisition of this property, the opportunity to acquire it, I guess, came up through some contacts that I had, and Jim did a quick look at some of the regional geology. And, you know, it was quite compelling considering that the initial purchase of the option of the property is a very low front end. And if you understand what's going on in the region there, there's obviously been some geological activity some 70, 80 million years ago that has surfaced a number of gold deposits. And you've got Richfield, but you've also got Three T's and Caboose, and you've got the name of the other one escapes me. It's in a it's actually in a park, so I think it's not, nobody's working on it, and it'll never be a mine, I assume. But so there's something that's happened on a very large scale there that's created these deposits to come to surface, and they're on a trend sort of southeast to northwest, and so we were shown an opportunity to acquire a fairly large parcel of land just to the northwest of Richfield and low front end entry point, and we thought, you know, yeah, we need to be having a look at that. So I think we're going to be more aggressive than you know we have been for a very long time. We've spent millions of dollars exploring gold properties over the years, and we're spending millions and millions exploring them with Seafield. But Greencastle has been quiet because we haven't felt the tone of the gold market for the juniors has been all that robust. Now, a lot of listeners are going to say, "What are you talking about?" You know, it's insane right now, and mm-hmm. and I would agree. And so you know, but that's a very recent event. I mean, I wouldn't even say August was robust. I mean, right now you're seeing a lot of juniors raising money. You know, daily I see it, bought deals daily, and so you know we know how to be in that game and are you know are very keen to be more active on the gold exploration side, since we do feel that quite likely 2011 we'll see the resurging interest in junior golds that we haven't really seen since 2003.
And you'll be well positioned for that, absolutely. And I agree with you. I think we're looking at a huge move in the market in 2011 to build on what we've seen here in the last couple of months. Now, this property that you've got near Richfield's discovery, it's about 15 to 20 kilometers northwest of the deposit. Is that correct?
That's right. I mean, Richfield has ground that is immediately adjacent to ours, but you know, the actual distance to you know, the discovery that they're working on right now and is about that, yeah.
And you've done some work just recently, some airborne surveys just recently on that property?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we'll drill it in the winter. We don't have a camp in there, Richfield apparently. I don't think they worked in the winter either in years gone by, but apparently this year they do have a fully winterized camp, and we'll be going at it all year. So that's good news for us. That means that the news flow should be steady out of that area. But it can be difficult to move equipment around in there if you aren't sort of organized for that. But we will have... We signed the contract with Fugro to fly the property almost the day that we signed the property deal, just to get cracking on it right away in case the weather kind of socks everything in. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's probably an indication of the fact that we're serious to get cracking on it. And that might be a couple $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got these gold assets in Nevada, which are very attractive, the Indian Creek property as well as Jewel Ridge. What are the plans with those properties?
Yeah, I think the British Columbia property really is an area play tie-on that we're excited about, the regional geology. The Battle Mountain trend in Nevada is a very established and very prolific gold trend, and we have had several properties there over the years. We've reduced them. We've done a lot of drilling down there, and we've cut a couple of properties loose that we drilled and weren't that excited about. We've retained our Jewel Ridge property, and Jewel Ridge is a fairly large package. I think it's 90 claims. And that property is all of the ground between Barrick's East Archimedes mine, which is in production now. So they border us on the north, and on the south, we border Timberline, which has the Lookout Mountain, or South Eureka, property. Where they've outlined about 500,000 ounces, and some of your followers might remember Staccato Gold was the company that had that property and explored it successfully, and from kind of 2003 through to 2006 or so. Anyway, Timberline recently took them over, and for particularly that property. So we're well positioned there. We've got a recent takeover to the south of us and a producing gold mine to the north. We've drilled that property ourselves a couple times and had a couple of spectacular hits, and the best one being 40 meters of 2.1 grams, which is, you know, I think if you pulled a couple of holes like that today, you would get some attention. Unfortunately, we did it. It was probably 2004, and the market for junior golds had kind of gotten soft back then, so... sometimes, you know, the grade and the hole you pull, the year you do it is just as important as the grade, you know, in terms of getting attention from the market.
So are you waiting to see how the overall market goes here for gold and the junior gold stocks before making a decision on the best strategy to maximize the value from those assets?
Well, we have several choices. You know, the Indian Creek property, which is on the Battle Mountain trend also, along with our Jewel Ridge, but it's farther to the north, sits right in the heart of the Cortez Hills area, and I forget the year, a couple of years ago, Barrick paid $1.4 billion, with a B, to buy the minority interest 40% of that joint venture from Kennecott. So that tells you the scale of that kind of gold project and value, and it's one of the most valuable and prolific gold projects in the Americas, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what we are going to do in the near term from now through to year end, and I appreciate your timing on inviting me on here, because we do plan to, we've flown the property, so we should have some results from the interpretation of that fairly soon on the BC property. We do intend to do more active investor relations to create more investors looking at the company and following us, and we'll see how that pans out. It's really a value story still rather than an exciting story. I think the excitement is to come, but you're still buying stock that trades for cash, and it's very unusual to find companies like ours that actually have cash flow, and we have about $1.5 million a year coming in on a oil royalty from a discovery we made years ago. So plan is to get more active on the investor relations, move the BC property forward, and then take the We're actively looking for a fourth property, something perhaps a little more advanced. It should be in a good jurisdiction, the Americas, quite likely. And then we'll take the temperature of the market. You know, if we've got a stock price that's performing nicely, we probably just get active and start drilling these things in the early part of next year.
Well, it's hard in this market, Tony, to find a company that's trading at cash value that has what Greencastle has going for it. So, you know, I mean, we put this out to investors, I think, as a great opportunity, and people should certainly do their due diligence here on Greencastle, and when they do, I think they'll like what they see.
Well, I appreciate you've been sort of following us for, it's got to be a year or more now, and I know that some of the other stocks that you have reported on have done quite well. We've been a bit of a laggard. But, you know, in fair, I guess I don't expect speculators to show up if the company's not generating news. And so I think that's going to change. So I hopefully we'll see a corresponding change in the share price.
Yeah, that's good news. You've been listening to part one of a special audio interview with Tony Rudenberg, President and CEO of Greencastle Resources and Seafield Resources, on bullmarketrun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.